This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I feel so good, I feel so numb, yeah!
All right, I want to air this special report. The enemy hopes you don't share, then I'll come back and get into the new civil war that's now officially been launched by the deep state occupied government. Stay with us.
When you have a society that has become decoupled from each other and has free-floating anxiety and a sense that things don't make sense, we can't understand it, and then their attention gets focused by a leader or a series of events on one small point, just like hypnosis, they literally become hypnotized and can be led anywhere.
Mass psychosis, also known as group mind, mob mentality, or herd mentality. Before modern civilization, we lived in herds, and in order to survive in the herd, we conformed to the herd. This is where mass psychosis all stems from. The most popular examples of explaining mass psychosis are typically angry mobs and violent riots, but these are merely the end results. Mass psychosis begins when the individual mind starts to identify as a member of a group based on any unifying factor. The unifying factor doesn't even need to make sense. For many people, the feeling of unity is enough. Our ego mind innately craves acceptance, and by default, will instinctively conform to whatever group it perceives to be the majority. In order to successfully conform to the group, the individual must put aside personal intuition and follow the guidance of the group. This makes a person highly controllable and spiritually stifles the individual, which causes them to crave group acceptance even more. Man's disposition for mass psychosis has been written about for millennia, most notably in ancient scripture and philosophy. And we all experience this as human beings, whether we reflect upon it or not. Plato argued that due to the nature of group mind, democracy always leads to tyranny and subjugation. His concern was the lack of good leadership, and philosophized on ways of solving this. In 1895, Gustave Le Bon published The Crowd, wherein he explains the key processes for cultivating mass psychosis: anonymity, contagion, and suggestibility. This work is known to have influenced world leaders, businesses, and tyrants, of which the ethics has been written about for decades. And yet, AP and Reuters outrageously claim that mass psychosis does not exist, when it is, in fact, the corporate media apparatus to which they belong that makes this all possible, waging psychological warfare against a group of the population who believes the media would never lie to them. This is why the term mass psychosis is arguably a better term than group mind or mob mentality. A change in the field of consciousness occurs, a devolution from divine inspiration into primitive hierarchy, which has no place in a civilized society. And yet, here we are. Without mass psychosis, today's leaders would have no power. Just like advertising, everything about politics is about cultivating mass psychosis. Whereas the individual pursuit of happiness has inevitably led to beauty and innovation, creating and controlling groups of people, which has been the biggest power play on earth for all of recorded history, almost always leads to death and destruction. The science and study of mass psychosis could be used to enlighten humanity by educating the individual about the power and potential of the human mind. But today, the very same corrupt media being used by wealthy elites to divide and enslave us says there is no such thing as mass psychosis. Mass psychosis is humanity's burden to outgrow. It is why we accept the lesser of two evils. Many of us are well aware of the frailty of man and the civilized world. The great psychologist Carl Jung's warning to the world was that the individual must come face to face with their own shadow. In order to accomplish this, one must liberate themselves from the collective. And until enough of us do, Society will continue to be led by tyrants and ignorant mobs. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
I am recording this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022, and that means there are only 7 days left of us being able to offer our best-selling product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, at 50% off. It has all the vitamins, all the minerals, incredible amino acids. It is a game changer for your immune system and every other function in your body, and it's a must-have. That's why, despite the fact that it's selling out at current sales rates, we're going to keep it on sale for another 7 days. So we're running this until next Thursday. And your purchase supports the broadcast. I want to thank you all for shopping with InfoWars. Without you, we would not have been on air, and the world would be a much worse position right now than it's in. Thanks to you supporting InfoWars, we have now become the number one beacon of truth, exposing the Great Reset and the New World Order. So support your immune system and support free speech and the fight for liberty at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. People basically asked me not to get into this. And in respect to them, I went around them so they wouldn't be involved and reverse engineer, but I already knew. I guess you'd call that a parallel construction if you were in the Justice Department. And I don't need to even tell you what's personally happened to us because I have it all reverse engineered right here in these stacks I'm about to cover, but this is really bad news. This is like 50-mile-an-hour winds in Northern California and a big fire coming, and in an hour, your town's going to burn down. Get what you got. Get what you care about. Get out. Get on the highway and drive south. This is not I'm not happy up here telling you this, okay? And believe me, I'm in this with you up to my eyeballs. I'm in this, you know, deeper than probably anybody out there other than, like, Trump, who they hate, but who does understand his real power. So this ties into all that as well. But also, why did Trump trigger them so bad? So here's where we are. What was it? 8 months ago, the FBI came, and Sam Montoya was not here at the office. And then they later SWAT teamed him with like 20-something officers at his house, a guy with no criminal record, because he was there as a journalist videotaping what happened inside the Capitol. And then you all know, I guess it was 4 months ago, Owen Schroyer got arrested and indicted for attacking the Capitol. He never went in the Capitol. And they said a lot of lies about him. Even when we countered it in court, they're like, you don't work for InfoWars. They said, you didn't have security with you. You didn't try to stop what happened. It's all on the video that they even quote to show him attacking the Capitol. The video they use to show him attacking the Capitol is video of him trying to stop the attack on the Capitol. And that's what I'm saying is this is next level lying, like on purpose, to just, I guess, train judges to go along with whatever the government tells them. I don't know. But nobody's ever seen lies like this. And in the cards they brought to Owen and the cards they brought to Sam, it says FBI counterterrorism. And you know, they said it was a counterterrorism investigation. And you know, the FBI director said the main terror threat's the American people and white people. What an imagine, black people are the number one terror threat. That'd be wrong and not true and terrible. But white people are? And let's deny them the monoclonal antibodies while we're at it. What an incredible crime they're committing. And I mean, I don't want to be enemies with McCabe. I don't want to be enemies with Ray. I don't want to be enemies with these people. They are enemies of this country. While they declare us the domestic enemy, we're like just sitting here wanting to keep America. They're like, no, you're a terrorist. And then they come out in speeches, Ray, McCabe, Biden, all of them, and say
The number one threat is the American people and its populace and those that question elections and Republicans. And we've sworn an oath to fight the domestic enemy. And then every publication basically in the country, including the local newspaper, says this weekend, we are in a civil war and the death's about to begin. Now, obviously, we can extrapolate out one more step here. They're going to stage the events to make the announcement of the new Homeland Security's domestic Praetorian Guard, their new Gestapo, their SS. I mean, you can. This isn't even connect the dots anymore. This isn't even 2 + 2 = 4. This is just, there it is. And why are they doing this? Because politically, they are a globalist group that oversaw the sellout of the country. They are bankrupted. Everyone's voting against them. Their cities are collapsing. No one wants to follow them. Blacks, Hispanics, you name it, are leaving them in record numbers. And so it's simple. What do you do when you're losing a card game if you're like these people? You overturn the table so that no one knows really how many chips somebody had, how many cards somebody had. Just, oh, table's overturned. I was winning when this game ended. And you're like, wait a minute. We had more chips. We were winning. Prove it. The table's overturned. So we're witnessing the overturning of the tables. And then I'll just give you the rest of the story. We start getting calls in the last month from vendors and from software companies, you know, going, hey, so are you going to get arrested in the terrorism investigation? Because the FBI is telling us, you know, that asking us about you and saying you're a terrorist, which is all just what they can do outside of law, what they can do outside of the courts is just having the FBI visit somebody. So imagine in my life, I'm sitting here now with my lawyers and people talking to the congressional committees that are just a sideshow of what the Justice Department's doing, telling them that I'm a domestic terrorist and they want to charge me with material support of terrorists, the Patriot Act, for organizing all those rallies around the country and the peaceful ones in D.C. that led up to January 6th, where they hijacked our event. I mean, we're as innocent as the driven snow when it comes to wanting to attack the Capitol. Why the hell would I want to screw up us trying to investigate an election peacefully and go to prison? It's like, do you have a motive to climb into a wood chipper? But that's where this is. And so, yeah, that's what's going on. They're in the news. They're telling everybody they're under terrorist investigation. And then you've got this weird peanut gallery of CNN, MSNBC, and all the YouTubers and Facebookers praising it, saying, arrest them, kill them, torture them. They attacked our Capitol, when the only real conspiracy was the FBI and the leftists there provocateuring a crowd of a million people and tricking a few hundred to attack police and then tricking a few hundred more to go into the Capitol. So we can talk about InfoWars and what the Attorney General said last week, if I get that clip, about how, you know, this is never going to end and we're coming after the American people and it doesn't even matter if you didn't know you supported somebody on January 6th. Talk about a wide net. I mean, he's not just saying people that go to PTA meetings because they don't want pedophile drag queen story time or CRT taught that white kids are inherently evil and bad. If you don't want your five-year-old taught they're bad because they're white, well, Justice Garland, he wanted to be the Supreme Court guy. He didn't. So I had a little Freudian slip there. Their wannabe Justice Garland, Garrett Garland, whatever the hell his name is, the Attorney General, he is now in this position. Sitting there, telling us that we're all terrorists, and telling us that questioning him is terrorism, and telling us that a civil war is coming, and telling us that we can't question future elections because they're getting ready to steal the next election, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what's happening with the Attorney General and all the rest of these people, is they're just like in a third world country, up there announcing that the people are the enemy and that they're going to be going after the people.
And that's why I ask myself, why isn't Congress responding to this? Don't the Republican Party people get your party's about to be outlawed? You're in a purge. You're in an authoritarian, nation-ending event. And as mad as I am at the cowardly Republicans who finally are starting to get it, imagine the general public that think because they get boosted on Twitter or Instagram because they attack freedom, that they're part of a winning group devaluing the dollar, destroying the Bill of Rights and Constitution and due process, and saying there's going to be a military, that's in the news right here. Overhead shot right here. A military confrontation with American gun owners. You don't need to be the smartest person in the room or the sharpest knife in the drawer to know what that is. That isn't the military killing Americans. That's America destroying itself and destroying the social contract and the great reset of the collapse of civilization. How could you get America to destroy itself? Convince it to commit suicide with a civil war run by the CIA and the left now doing it. And all because their pedophile ring's coming down. We're in a very historic moment, ladies and gentlemen.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Investigating yours truly and my crew, not with just congressional subpoenas, but with the FBI Counterterrorism Task Force that's now officially launched, that I told you months ago was already in play, announced by the Attorney General yesterday, to basically find the evidence they need to put us in prison. And that's not going to work. It's a fraud. People know that. Unless they stage terror attacks. And that's what you need to understand. And the current Attorney General, working with Eric Holder, who was the Deputy Attorney General at the time, ran the Oklahoma City attack from our research with the Southern Property Law Center out of Elohim City. And so you can look for them to do the same thing again. And I can tell you, we get the chatter from all these mainline groups that mean well. Oath Keepers and Proud Boys said, oh, we're going to North Carolina to train for the revolution. Be a man, Alex, be part of it. And I'm like, you're being set up. That's a federal globalist operation. Wouldn't be part of it. And they even do it in Arizona and North Carolina where they had the military bases. Because, again, I'm not against our military, but I'm against our military infiltrating these groups. And I've been doing this 28 years. I had special forces infiltrate us and try to get us to carry out terror attacks over 25 years ago, repeatedly. And I finally got physical with one of them. I was trying to set fires in Florida when I was covering a military drill. And I just told him, I said, listen, I'm going to have to physically attack you if you do it. They finally left us alone. But that's the stuff we've been going through here. This is real, folks. This isn't a game. It's not Netflix. It's not a video game. And I know you know that, but your children don't. People born into the computers and the TVs that are immersed, they don't think a Netflix show or a video game is different than this, the real world. And when I tell you I caught feds setting fires with gasoline and literally tackled the guy to stop him, I got witnesses we did it. They're trying to blame us. When I tell you they tried to get us to blow up buildings and we stopped them and exposed them, and that happened. I mean, this is not my first rodeo, folks. And I realized God was putting me through his own college the last 28 years for what we're entering now, so I would have experienced this stuff. Because nothing teaches you like experience. Nothing teaches you like actually doing it yourself. So we've got some big news that's going to break next segment. I'm still going to analyze this and get a little bit more before I announce it, even though it looks like it's confirmed. But it fits in with the theme of the show today. And again, just imagine you laugh at one level. I know I do. Oh, the FBI Counterterrorism Domestic Task Force literally has boardrooms with me on big screen TVs. We know from sources, and it's in the news now, so I can talk about it. And they've got me up here as a kingpin and then lines down to other groups and all this stuff when I can't even hardly get lunch if I want it. And I'm not bitching. I can barely balance my checkbook. I do a good job on air and I cover the news. But the idea that I'm like Don Corleone up here on the mountain and I've got just, I'm running the whole show. I'll tell you, I'm running the show. is that I'm American that loves freedom, that's promoting it, and I got millions of listeners that promote the show. That's what I got, is these badass listeners. And I've got a decent brain. But no, I don't have some master control over some big domestic terror group, but that doesn't matter. Let me just boil this down, and I should probably just repeat this for the next couple hours on air. You know, I tend to open the phones up and take calls. The deep state has lost the hearts and minds. The Democratic Party is dead. There's a total political realignment that already took place 6 years ago. They don't know what to do. And so they want to create an environment of martial law based off a false civil war to try to then come in and not relinquish control. And that works in third world countries, and that's worked a lot throughout history. And it worked in Nazi Germany, and so it may work. You're asking, why would they do something so outlandish with masks on little children and deadly shots that erase your immune system? This is them keeping us in the box. Hey, you're going to be so sick from these shots. If you're lucky, you're just sick. You're not going to be able to oppose us now. This is war. I mean, this is not planes flying over dropping 2,000-pound bombs or tanks rolling up and shooting at you. This is globalist psyop behavioral psychology attacking you. And I get it's a nightmare. And I get it's terrible. And I've got family that is super smart and been around the block. And they're just now getting to where they're like, whoa, this really is a takeover. Yeah. So I'm not judging any of you who are having trouble dealing with this. I am too. But we've got thousands of articles from the Financial Times of London, the Associated Press bragging, oh, we're using military psyops to create mass psychosis for your safety so you take the shot. But that's a lie, too. And then you go, hey, you're running psyops with psychological warfare. They go, we got to ban Joe Rogan. I mean, we got to ban Alex Jones. I mean, we got to ban Dr. Malone. I mean, they claim they're psyops. And that's all they got. And imagine a culture and a society based on that. Because most societies are based on BS and lies. That's why they don't have any success. The West, Christian society, had the most problems, but the most success. Because we were actually trying to find out who we were and shake the system up. And so we've had an incredible renaissance. And the system wants to get rid of all of that because it doesn't let them play God. It doesn't let them run you like a robot. It doesn't let them control. So here's the big takeaway. I'm not even hit the stacks of news. I'll hit these next segment and the breaking news. Criminal corporate interests engage in a criminal, illegal hijacking, hostile takeover of the government and our systems. And they've stolen all the money, and instead of going to jail for the Ponzi schemes, they just plan on poisoning and sterilizing us and getting rid of us. And I kind of get their plan, like, oh, let's demolish the old garage and put a pool in back here, except I'm not a garage. I'm not here to be demolished because you just, oh, I don't like these ugly neighborhoods, and I don't like those kids, those, you know. Here's the thing. You want to kill me? You're going to have to fight me. See how that works, Klaus Schwab? You don't just do a little Jedi mind trick over here and convince me to go crawl over in a ditch and die. You want war? You got it. And Klaus Schwab's like, join us. You're with us. You see it. We need you. You people give me creepy feelings. I'd rather get killed or put in prison than hang around with you jerks on top of a mountain congratulating each other on how powerful you are when I can feel zero Holy Spirit around you. Zero. If I have to go to prison or I have to die, I'll have the Holy Spirit, full power. That's the drug I'm on. So, good luck. I got God. I got Jesus. I don't need your crap. But yeah, there's the big takeaway, folks. InfoWars officially under terrorism investigation of the Patriot Act of aiding, substantial aid to the terrorists or whatever for trying to organize peaceful marches in America. That's where your country is in 2022.
Three very important life-saving words. Vitamins, minerals, amino acids. And you find them all in Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals from really good, high-quality, absorbable sources, and a bunch of key compounds, amino acids known to help get the nutrients into your tissues, into your cells. And despite the fact that the product is going to sell out in the next week or so, we are going to keep it on sale at 50% off for another 7 days. So again, I am cutting this announcement on the afternoon of January 6, 2022. We're going to run this for a week, and then we are going to be selling out of this product. Hopefully more comes in the next month or so, because it's a bestseller. And it's something everybody needs for their immune system and their body. Get your vitamin mineral fusion now and support the InfoWar 360 win at InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, this just broke 20 minutes ago from phone calls we got. Now it's in the New York Times. So we're going to go ahead and go with it. It doesn't mean it's happened for sure, but 99% chance it has. And we have the lawyer that was on the phone with Stuart Rose when he got raided by the FBI, reportedly, joining us next hour. And Ollie Alexander as well, and then Attorney Norm Pattis was also here on the same subject of the takeover of America via the National Security State Patriot Act, which we always knew would be used against the American people. It is the Patriot Act. Domestic terrorism is to attack Donald Trump's base. That's why they rhyme. Domestic terrorism, Donald Trump, DT. Oath Keepers leader arrested in January 6th investigation.
Stuart Rhodes, a leader and founder of the far-right Oath Keeper Militia, far beyond far-right, this constitutional group, I think it's a great group, was arrested on Thursday in connection with the January 6th attack on the Capitol. His lawyer said, the lawyer, Jonathan Mosley, who's joining us next hour, said he was not yet aware of the charges Mr. Rhodes was facing, adding the FBI agents took him into custody in just the last hour. The arrest of Mr. Rhodes was a major step forward in the sprawling investigation of the Capitol attack. And again, I've never said Stuart Rhodes is a Fed. I've known Stuart Rhodes 13, 14 years. Clearly, Feds could infiltrate a big group like Oath Keepers, and he would get pissed if you said that, but I mean, that goes on. So that's where we had some friction, but I've never said that Stuart did that. I was wondering why he hadn't been arrested. But it doesn't matter. He's a distraction from Ray Epps, folks. He's been arrested because it came out in Congress and Ted Cruz talked about it. And now the head of the January 6th committee, the head lawyer, was in Twitter. In fact, Owen had it last night. I asked the crew for it, and then they said, Owen's got it, and I never got it. Can I have it? The head of the Jan 6 committee lawyer said, oh, well, Ray Epps didn't go in the building. Well, why is Owen Schroyer charged then? This is all about Ray Epps, folks. All about Ray Epps to distract on the Stuart Rhodes over Ray Epps. Because I told my crew, I said, I just can't believe Stuart's a Fed. I think they're setting him up for something at the end or whatever, but I don't think he wanted an attack on the Capitol. He didn't tell me that. I saw him there, the day before or whatever. But who knows? I mean, all I know is I'm not a Fed, and all I know is I didn't want an attack on the Capitol. But the arrest of Mr. Rhodes was a major step forward in the sprawling investigation of the Capitol attack. Mr. Rhodes, a former Army paratrooper who went on to earn a law degree from Yale, has been under investigation for his role on January 6th. Since at least last spring, when against the advice of his lawyer, he sat down with the FBI agents for an interview in Texas. He was at the Capitol on January 6th, communicating by cell phone with a chat app with members of his team, many of whom went in the building before there's any evidence that he entered the Capitol. But there's no evidence he entered the Capitol. The Oath Keepers, along with the Proud Boys, have emerged as the most prominent far-right extremists to have taken part in the assault on the Capitol. Prosecutors have collected reams of evidence against them, including encrypted cell phone chats and recordings of online meetings. They have charged its members not only with forcing their way into the building in a military-style attack, but also with stationing an armed quick-response force at a hotel in Virginia to be ready to rush into Washington if needed. And it just goes on from there. What a circus. What a tragedy, ladies and gentlemen. I just always found it hard to believe that Stuart was a Fed. But Ray Epps definitely has, I mean, he's definitely being protected. And so Stuart's been arrested because the Ray Epps heat got too hot. If you want my analysis, that's what's going on. And it's the same thing with, here's Stuart. I interrogated Stuart on air months and months ago about stuff, and he got so pissed at me. It was a taped show. I just decided most shows aren't taped, like 9 to 5% of them, but we taped the show on Saturday. He got so mad at me even asking questions that I just didn't even air it because it made him look guilty as hell. And I was just like, wow, why are you flipping out? Like, because I don't think Stuart's a Fed, but I'm like trying to understand stuff. I'm asking real questions here. And he flipped out on me and was like, I'll kick this person's ass. I'll kick that person's ass. And I'm like, listen, dude, I don't think you're a Fed. This is what they're saying. Let me ask you. And I get being falsely accused of things. It'll make you so mad you start cussing. I'm the same way. But there were a bunch of Oath Keepers there that day that thought they were under secret command of Trump for the Q stuff that went in the building. And I don't think Stuart was part of that. You can easily have people join a huge group like that with tens of thousands of members and infiltrate it. So I just didn't get why he didn't just say that was wrong and say it was improper. He was like, well, it's a good thing. This government's bad. Remember up front he was saying that. I'm like, oh, no, it's not a good thing. So I'm not going to speak ill of somebody who's been SWAT teamed and arrested by the feds today. I never censor guests, but I've had a few guests on. I say never, almost ever. And I'm like, listen,
We can talk about the feds in January 6th, and that's clearly going on, but I'm not going to get into Stuart Rhodes because I can't believe it. I think he's a true believer that's been set up this whole time. If I had to go with my gut, and that's why he's been arrested, not Ray Epps. So we should support Stuart and worry about Stuart and really be concerned here because Stuart's a very smart guy, but he's also extremely romantic. He's a romantic. And for folks that don't know, they're new listeners maybe, or public school educated like myself, a romantic doesn't just mean like men and women kissing each other. And romantics are into romantic stories and fighting and sacrificing yourself. I'm a romantic, but I'm also a realist romantic in that I'm not going to let my romance with humanity and my romance with being a hero not let me get my full potential. I'm not going to be played. And I warned Stuart over and over again that he was infiltrated years ago. And I get it. He's one guy trying to run a big organization. I can't even hardly run my own office. But see, this is why we're all have that touch. Because as God is my witness, and I've done this a few times, people have seen it on air, but this time I didn't do it. I intended to come on this show today and say, I don't think Stuart Rhodes is fed. I think he's been misguided. I'm just really worried about Stuart Rhodes. I woke up at like 3 in the morning last night. I had a dream about Stuart Rhodes last night. God is my witness before God, all my children. And I had a dream about Stuart where these dreams are all foggy, but he was key and I wanted to love him and he wasn't bad and I'd been wrong, even though I hadn't said it on air and I need to reach out to Stuart and get him on air, but Stuart's a jerk and arrogant and he'll think you're just manipulating him and he's paranoid, but that I needed to reach out to Stuart. And here we are. The sixth sense is real, folks. We're all connected to the universe and God. We're all psychic. And so I'm done talking about Stuart. But you notice I started the whole show with the headline, the Democrats want to outlaw their political opposition. The Democrats want to outlaw the Republican Party. The Democrats are running on domestic terror. So if they're running on domestic terror, are they going to give you the domestic terror? It's like when you hear on the radio, monster trucks are coming next month on the 15th to the Coliseum. Be there for the Undertaker and the Jawbreaker and the Dominator and the Mighty Volcano. And you know, you go look, the tickets are available, you go. When you see a big rollout of the domestic terrorists coming, the white people are terrorists, they're going to kill you, blah, blah, blah. That's the cover for them stealing the election and imploding the dollar and finishing their takeover. It's not smart to know that. It's all pre-programmed. It's happening now. And even Mitch McConnell, who I've been begging on air, old man, they're going to get rid of you, evil turtle. They're about to take over with a multinational deal. Don't you blue bloods get they're not going to leave you in the old power structure? This is a foreign takeover. Stand up, you dumbass. And finally, he's doing it because it's going down, folks. It's going down. It's going down. By the way, I've never had a dream about Stuart Rhodes. I had one last night. Woke up at 3 a.m. Went back to sleep. More Stuart Rhodes dreams. I mean, this is some big stuff going on, folks. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. demand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We know that Tim McVeigh had been recruited, he believed, into Delta Force, and that he was then assigned to the Southern Poverty Law Center operations. When they wanted to blow up a federal building full of children with a daycare, he said no, so they drugged him and set him up that day. That's a whole other story. I learned about it from the former head of Air Force Weapons Development, who fought it, and it all turned out to be deadly accurate, like he and great FBI agent Ted Gunderson had told me back in 1995 when it happened. And it was the current attorney general that helped oversee that whole operation. So I don't think Stuart Rose is a Tim McVeigh. And even though it was crazy he hadn't been arrested and crazy he hadn't been indicted, and clearly Ray Epps is being supported by the FBI and was their provocateuring, that didn't prove Stuart Rose was. And now Stuart Rhodes has been arrested by the FBI. And I said earlier, because Ray Epps' thing with in the congressional hearings and Senator Cruz and it trending on Twitter and the great Tucker Carlson talking about it, it's now come out. And what did I start the whole show about an hour and a half before this broke? We put the live show feed up, please. I said, the end of the American Republic is here. Dems announced new terrorism plan, that's in quotes, that outlaws all opposition, creates one-party state, and literally says you don't even have to materially. That's a quote by Merrick Garland last week on the 5th of January. You don't even, I've watched it like eight times. It's so incredible.
I've showed it to lawyers. They go, yeah, this is insane. He goes, you don't even have to know you supported somebody that protested. Protesting is terrorism now, and supporting it is terror. We'll put you in jail for terror. This is so huge. So we're like, hey, there's no conspiracy charges. We didn't conspire to attack the Capitol. We wanted a big protest like all our others to show that we didn't buy the election. They don't care because they're going right to the Patriot Act. And I can't tell you all the sources, but in the last 3 weeks I've been really pissed. Not because I myself am worried. I physically get sick that our country's this pathetic. And yeah, I can announce here that they have open terrorism investigations under the Patriot Act with a terrorism task force going back at least 8 months that they now made public and official yesterday on me. They've got my phones tapped. They're reading everything like I'm literally Osama bin Laden, folks. And of course, all they're getting is me like, let me pay that power bill. Can I have a, you order me some food? Hey, I got to get, the, you know, there's a broken pipe in the backyard. Just, it doesn't matter to them, though, because it circumvents the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and they want to make the whole new election in 299 days about domestic terror, and you can bet they're going to provocateur crazies. That's my view. Ali Alexander is a well-known political activist and somebody that was legally and lawfully challenging the election, and he's the only person that's had the huevos to march into that committee and give them politically in a nonviolent way both perils. And he's here to respond right now. He also got the lawyer for Stuart Rhodes, who was interviewing Stuart Rhodes, joining us. He'll ride shotgun some of the next hour with us. But we haven't talked until you're on right now. You just sent me a text. You're on right now. You've told us about this before. It broke in the news about 20 minutes before. What is your view of just all of this? Because obviously the Stuart Rhodes thing is big, but then the declaration and even Mitch McConnell saying, don't say your political opposition is all terrorists. I think the Republican Party finally gets the Democrats want a one-party state. What do you think, Ali?
Well, I was on the phone last night with a couple of political consultants out of D.C., and they told me, Ali, we hear you loud and clear. It's affected everybody now. You are right. This is going to engulf the entire Republican Party. We're ready to fight back. So I think that in the next couple of weeks, especially next week, we should look for a new offense from some of the more conservative members of Congress. I think that even.
By the way, I'm going to interrupt you and then give me the floor and I'm going to shut up. But let's just say how huge it is, because you were definitely jacked in and hooked in. That's, but we have the leader of the Republican Senate, the minority leader, saying this is an authoritarian takeover. They're trying to cause a civil war. We've got to stop it. So now it's out in the open. Thank God Republicans finally get it. And you're saying you're talking to a lot of high-powered people. They get it. This is wonderful news. Ali, tell us more.
Multiple members of Congress are going to be suing Nancy Pelosi and the J6 committee. I'm already suing them. You're already suing them. I was on your show just a few weeks ago, and we said, we prophetically said, this is going to engulf the entire Republican Party before the spring of next year. You and I talked that this was an elections takeover before the J6.
Well, you said that. You just reminded me. That was too. We got to get that clip. You said, mark my words, by the spring, this will engulf the Republican Party. They're going to define them as a terrorist group. And it happened.
And it happened. This is an entire elections takeover. And a lot of people don't understand what I'm seeing, the messaging that I'm talking about. Look, you have rhino Republicans like the National Review telling Mitch McConnell that he needs to compromise with Democrats on the Electoral Count Act. The Electoral Count Act is just about stopping future protests that you and I peacefully conducted. This is basically an anti-Alex Jones bill, an anti-Stop the Steal bill, an anti-Ali Alexander bill. But here's the problem. If Mitch McConnell compromises with that, Chuck Schumer is going to put the Freedom to Vote Act with Nancy Pelosi just passed today. This is an entire coup. This is why Joe Biden was in Georgia. This is why Kamala Harris was in Georgia. There's a total takeover going on right now. And what it requires is them to entangle all the Republicans in the J6 committee while they pass what they call a voting rights bill. It will permanently federalize elections, and there will not be free and fair elections in America ever again.
That's right. In fact, Schumer even says it's terrorism and white supremacy to not let people vote with IDs, but you got to have an ID for a 5-year-old to go to McDonald's.
Exactly. And think about this. They said because of J6 and the domestic terror problem, the increase of domestic terror, we have to pass the Electoral Count Act, but also stick the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act and the Freedom to Vote.
So the bottom line is they know there's a political realignment. They know they've lost.
Yes.
And just like Venezuela, they're going, no, we're going to do a dictatorship instead.
Bingo, bingo. And so to talk lightly about Stuart Rhodes' arrest, you know, I wanted you to be the one that broke the news. One of my attorneys, I have four, was on the phone with Stuart Rhodes while he was getting arrested on a case not related to mine. And look, there's a lot of questions that I think that Stuart Rhodes needs to answer before the American public. But every American is presumed innocent, okay? Absolutely presumed innocent. And my question for the FBI is this raid from pressure from congressional Democrats to elaborate on conspiracy charges, to paint the entire Republican Party as a conspiratorial, seditious, paramilitary, which we're absolutely not. We're not even capable of effectively communicating.
Well, exactly. So, again, there's a branding of the Republicans as terrorists. They've already put up with censorship, open borders, everything. Will these idiots put up with this, or will they finally wake up?
Right. And so, while there's a temptation on some of the right to just throw Stuart Rhodes, down the barrel, and then there's a temptation to act as a reactionary.
My gut tells me Stuart's innocent. It always has. I think he's a romantic. We know Ray Epps is the guy.
Yeah, I mean, and that's another good question, is why is the J6 committee so hell-bent on clearing Ray Epps' name when he's the only one on camera caught violating the law? And then why does this announcement follow? Remember, Bannon was never supposed to be prosecuted by the DOJ. That took pressure, illegal pressure, from Joe Biden on Merrick Garland. So is Merrick Garland again caving to protect Ray Epps? And then to take down Stuart Rhodes. I don't know.
And again, if people are like, who cares about January 6th old news? This is the whole next election, 299 days out. They're betting everything on this. This is their whole push. This is everything now.
This is everything. And a lot of people thought that you and I were centering ourselves, with the 2022 elections. No, folks. The New York Times told us this in their occult plain sight trick. They said every day is January 6th. Whether
right.
we like it or not, Patriot, we are going to have to answer. Do we have due process rights in this country for the criminally accused? Are we allowed to protest and seek redress from
well,
our
Ollie, government? I know you know this, but I'm just revealing it now, and I've got documents. You know you and I are under official counterterrorism. They have green berets watching us, like we're literally Al-Qaeda members.
I know that we have FBI threat tags that are unique to us. And, I consider it a badge of honor. This is an illegitimate government, and yet I haven't called for violence. You haven't called for violence.
We're the last people that want it. It's the left that needs it. We're winning politically. We're winning spiritually. We want peace. We don't want war. They do. Not us. We're on record.
Amen. Blessed are the peacemakers.
Stay there. He did call me 20 minutes before it broke. And it's his lawyer that was talking to Stuart when this happened that broke this. Ollie Alexander, amazing. Ollie, you're so censored. Real fast, how do people find you and support you?
Telegram, Ollie Alexander, and I'm excited that you're going to talk to my lawyer. I'm going to go jump on the phone with a member of Congress. We're going to fight back really hard. Can't wait to be back on the show, Alex.
All right, God bless you. We'll be right back with us.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.